USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the nation continue to rise, the Coronavirus Task Force is holding a meeting. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says mask guidance has not changed, and those who have not been vaccinated should keep wearing masks.
We have consistently and repeatedly said if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic. So overall, the CDC recommendations haven't changed.
According to Johns Hopkins University, yesterday just over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed and 333 people died. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up this week to 419,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer & Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vaccario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For no. God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
CEO Elon Musk says Tesla will likely resume accepting Bitcoin for vehicle purchases. Musk saying on Wednesday, Bitcoin mining appears to be shifting toward renewables and away from what he earlier called rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, a Republican governor is doing what he can to stop the flow of illegal immigration.
Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state would build a wall on the border with Mexico. The Texas Facilities Commission is reportedly preparing to begin to take bids for the project. Governor Abbott tells Newsmax TV that the project is advancing quickly, and it appears they'll be able to get the building done at a smaller price tag than first thought.
I gotta tell you, it's advancing faster than I thought it would, and there's an easy explanation for it. The first thing we do is we hire a program manager who oversees the entire project, and we have to send that out for bids and things like that. But the reason why it's happening faster is because we have already received a lot of information from companies and businesses that built the wall under the Trump administration or offered bids to do so. And so we're not having to invent the wheel. We're just having to apply the wheel that's already been invented. And with the land that we already have available to us, it looks like it will be costing Texas a whole lot less than it did the Trump administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Milwaukee is celebrating the Bucks' first NBA title in 50 years with a championship parade through downtown on Thursday. The Bucks winning the second championship in franchise history Tuesday night with a 4-2 win over the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.